certain side.
But why did the change? Well, you know, because the old wineskins can't bear new wine at the time of Christ. Circumcision had been so perverted, Jews actually believed that because they were circumcised, they were saved. Imagine. And because that had been around for so long, Christ changed the outward sign. That's all. Colossians 2:11 and 12 tells us that, shows us that. He changed the outward symbol. But the truth has always been there. That God is a God of you and your disciples. If you are your disciples, well, when it comes to adults, those who profess it, comes to children, anyone born of a covenant family, according to Genesis 17. And so, biblically, we're called to make disciples. How do you do that? Well, when someone professes faith as an adult, we baptize them. And when a child is born and come in family, the Old Testament, 8-day old, put circumcision on them. A sign which testified that righteousness comes through faith alone. Well, that's the same thing with baptism. Testifies to you. No difference. See, but the babies can't believe. Neither can they believe in the old covenant. That's the sign of the why? Because they're part of the covenant household of God. So they are rightfully to be bearing in their body a sign that tells them in the world salvation comes through Christ. So this morning we're going to bring before the Lord two of His covenant children and place a sign upon them, a sign which testifies that Jesus Christ alone is salvation. So hear this carefully. We do not believe that that water sprinkled on a baby's head is to save them from the wrath of Almighty God. Water could never save a person from God's wrath. And we don't believe that we're baptizing this baby because somehow it's going to make them saved. It's going to make them love Jesus. Not at all. That's the work of God. So why do we do it? We're out of obedience to God's word. You make disciples. And what is a baby in the church? Is a baby a disciple or a pagan? What? Are they learners of Jesus Christ? If they're not learners, then don't teach them, parents. If they're learners, teach them. If you teach them, then they're disciples. What do you do with a disciple? Christ says, baptize them. So this morning I'm going to bring forth two covenant children, baptize them, not because we believe that baptism is going to save them, but because we believe that God is calling us to place upon this baby and to be reminded as a corporate body that God saves by grace in Christ alone. These children need to know that. And we as a congregation, to our children and believers, need to know that. That God will bless them. As we baptize these children, I invite you to think of your own baptism. During the Reformation, Puritans would encourage someone doubting your salvation and say, look to your baptism. Of course, today you read that and people misunderstand it. They think, oh, the Puritans believe that baptism saves you. No. What does baptism testify? God Himself gave it. See, they make this up for us. God gave this. God. When we baptize, when you think of baptism, you're on holy ground. God gave it. God says, through baptism, I'm proclaiming to you, you're saved by grace, through faith, in Christ alone. So when you're doubting your salvation, oh God, I'm not a good person, I've sinned again, and oh, I'm such a bad person. Look to your baptism. What does God say in baptism? You're saved not by the works of your hands, but by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's all that God's teaching us here. Hear that. Receive that. So look to your baptism, brothers and sisters. On what basis do you stand before God this day? If it's not the righteousness of Jesus Christ alone, then you're not saved. But it need not be that. You can come and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Allow His baptism to instruct you, to call you, and to appeal to you to come and trust the Lamb of God. And a lot of that, I invite the Martins and the Nelsons to please come forward, together with their covenant children specifically, as well as Marty, Giovanna, and Salome. Thank you. promise of God is contained in His Word. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to Himself. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your descendants after you. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved, you and your house. A lot of these covenant promises to you, Nels and Andy, and to you, Jason, and to you. Acknowledge your child's need of the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ and the renewed grace of the Holy Spirit. Do you claim God's covenant promises in their behalf? Do you look in faith to the Lord Jesus Christ for their salvation as you do your own? Do you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin and therefore are subject to condemnation, they are holy in Christ and as members of His church ought to be that? Do you promise to instruct your child in the principles of the faith as revealed in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments and as summarized in the Confession of Faith and Catechisms? Do you promise to pray with and for your child to set an example of piety and godliness before them? To encourage by all the means of God's appointment to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Brothers and sisters, I encourage you to please don't stand unless you will take upon yourself this vow. Do you as a congregation undertake the responsibility of assisting the Martins and the Nelsons in the Christian nurture of these children? If you do, please stand. Commitment this congregation is making to you. Please take us up on it. Brothers and sisters, it is our desire to raise these children up with you to love and know Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we do lift up to you this ordinance, this time. Lord, as the ordinance of baptism is the water sprinkled upon these children, Lord God, we pray that you would indeed impress upon us knowledge. Again and again, the certainty, the assurance that salvation comes through Christ alone. And thus, Lord, may we look to our own and to our own relationship with you. If there should be an unbelieving person this day, oh God, open their hearts, quicken them, and let them see their need for the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, attend to this ordinance, this sacrament, and your grace be clearly seen and clearly enjoyed.
Soren Wolfgang Nelson, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Marty Giovanna Martin, child of the covenant, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Father, we're here certainly participating in this visible and sensible event where you have marked out these two little ones as part of your visible kingdom, as disciples in Jesus Christ. And Father, as I pray for Marty now, our prayer together is that she would grow up, that she would grow up in Jesus Christ. And as she, as the fears of the world would be paraded before her as she grows up, that the preeminent fear of her life would be the fear of the Lord, and that she would grow up reverencing our Lord Jesus Christ and remembering the work that He has done. Father, we're grateful that you, in your humility, exercise ultimate humility for us. Us, a people who, as we've been reminded this morning, are a proud and arrogant and ignorant people, wretched or poor, and yet because of your humility, we belong to you. You possess us, you've marked us out as your people, your disciples. And so, our prayer this morning is that for Jason and Tina, that you be parents who are committed to praying for Marty, for all of their children. That we as a congregation would be committed to praying for Marty and all of their children, and all of us. And Father, our prayer as well is that Jason and Tina be committed to repentance before Marty and their children. That in and through the walk that we have, the ebb and flow of life, the difficulties of this life, physically, mentally, and emotionally, that they would be a parent, set of parents, Marty's parents, who would be ever before the foot of the cross, leaning upon you, ever so visibly for this little one, Marty. And so, Father, we trust saving faith for Marty. We trust that you would raise her up, and in raising her up, use these means, certainly these two devoted parents, Marty's brothers and sisters, and her family, and the brothers and sisters of this congregation and your church universal, as you deem fit to encourage her and her walk with you. Thank you. You give us in condescension. You give us such a clear and visible sign of your grace and your mercy for this little one and for all of us. We pray in the name of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Mighty God, our Heavenly Father, we do lift up the Nelsons as well. Lord, as has been so well said, there's many things that fill our hearts. But Lord, as I see this family, a very special family in the life of this church, I see how you have added to their number in a very special way and added to our number by both Marnie and by having Soren as well. Lord, we're grateful. Our hearts are overflowing. Lord, we thank you that you have created a family known as the Nelsons, a family obviously that is committed to you. But the larger family that we have here at Bethany that was willing to stand up and say, we will help. Count on us. Depend on us. Lord, I ask that the Nelsons would do exactly that. And that we would have meant that pledge from the bottom of our heart. Lord, I ask for good health for Soren throughout his whole life. That he have a long life. That he serves you. And serves you as a beacon within his family. And within the world. Lord, we live in uncertain times. And a young one. We don't know what you have in store. We don't know if you'll return in his lifetime. We will pray that is so. But if it's not, Lord, we know that we'll be with him someday if you see fit, if his name's written in the last book of life. We know this. He's a covenant child. Okay. And Lord, in that covenant, we're going to treat him as such. We're going to help the Nelsons raise him up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Lord, we thank you once again that we have this opportunity that you have given us. We pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.